Welcome to Dubai, home to a new class of crypto bros, influencers, scam artists, and everyone in between. It's the perfect playground for them in some ways. Taxes are low, regulation is loose, and there's no shortage of things to spend your money on. But if crypto scammers break the wrong rules or annoy the wrong person, they can go from the penthouse to a jail cell overnight. Despite the threat of a 500-year sentence, thousands of these people still come to Dubai looking to make their fortune. So let's go straight into the cautionary tales and discover how Dubai can go from a crypto paradise to hell on earth. Our first story doesn't begin in Dubai, but in the state of Goa in India. This scenic paradise was once the home of Sydney Limos, but is almost certain he'll never return here again. Looking in from the outside, Sydney's career and life seem like the stuff of dreams. Despite only being in his early 30s, he was at the head of multiple high-flying investment firms. One of these was a firm called FC Prime Markets, for which he was the chairman. Another was the Accenture Group, whose operations he oversaw as director. Most people didn't pry into the details, they only saw the results. Sydney spent lots of his time at his home in Dubai. There he spent his time enjoying the millionaire lifestyle, drifting through upper-class neighborhoods in either his Ferrari or his Maserati. Sydney was an avid football fan, and years of managing his financial firms gave him the cash to live out his dreams. And in late 2015, everything seemed like it was coming together for Sydney. He had just landed his own white whale, sponsoring his state's biggest football team, FC Goa, for nearly $400,000. Meanwhile, the renewal ceremony of his marriage in picturesque Dubai was all over social media. The pictures show a happy couple enjoying their lives of luxury and success to the fullest. But little did anyone know that all of this was gonna come crashing down. Just a few months later, Sydney was accused of masterminding a $200 million Ponzi fraud scheme. The problems were with one of his firms known as the Accenture Group. Outwardly advertised as a forex trading broker, prosecutors alleged that it was actually little more than a Ponzi scheme. By 2016, over 500 complaints had built up from UAE citizens, with thousands more to come over the next year. Prosecutors and liquidators alleged that the Accenture Group has made their money by targeting Dubai's large population of airline staff. With access to the busiest airport in the Middle East, Sydney and his employees would approach these people with wild investment claims. They would demand large initial investments over $25,000, while offering a ridiculous 120% annual return. While this obviously should have seemed too good to be true, Sydney was well-connected in elite society, and he had the right image to convince thousands of people. For years, everything seemed fine. People who had invested in the Accenture Group didn't have any problems. Even if they asked to withdraw, they got their massive returns without any problems or delays. They just didn't know that this was all coming from the pockets of new investors. So this continued on until early 2016, when it finally all collapsed. Prosecutors say that, like all Ponzi schemes, Sydney's Accenture Group couldn't grow forever. The money from new investors finally couldn't meet the demands of the withdrawals and Sydney's lavish lifestyle. And once word got out and everyone tried to withdraw their money, it was all over for Sydney and his scam. His firm immediately collapsed. But before he could flee Dubai and the UAE, everyone associated with Accenture was put under a travel ban, and a few months later, Sydney was arrested. Without any way to pay all his victims back, Sydney and his co-conspirators had nothing to trade in return for their freedom, and ended up with a maximum sentence of around 500 years, or about 1 year for each complaint of fraud made against his companies. It is likely that Sydney, like lots of alleged fraudsters, ended up in Dubai's Al Oasis Central Prison, and the conditions have been described by former inmates as shockingly hellish. They tell of disgusting, unsanitary conditions, abuse, beatings, and worse. You can almost feel sorry for Sydney, until you remember how many people's lives he had ruined. Nevertheless, staring down the rest of his life in a dark and damp jail cell is a much harsher punishment than you would ever expect from most countries. So what possible reason would there be for scammers to risk operating out of Dubai? Well, the answer is also what brings influencers, crypto investors, and millions of other image and money-obsessed people to Dubai: the lifestyle and the connections. And this is what brings us to our next story. But while our next subject might not be a convicted scammer like Sydney, his story is still valuable. Since Sydney's time a few years ago, online scams have evolved to keep up with the spread of crypto and influencers. And while traditional scams remain lucrative, crypto and Instagram have opened up new avenues. Now the focus is on creating an online persona and making it look like you're as rich as possible to bait in your victims. Dubai, with its focus on image and wealth, is perfect for this, although, as we'll soon find out, it often doesn't match every part of the fast lifestyle these people aspire to. This video is sponsored by CyberGhost VPN. Now, for those who don't know, what is a VPN? Well, it's a very useful and practical piece of software that promises you safety online. As one of the best things you can do is to use a VPN to avoid being hacked or falling victim to malicious websites. And CyberGhost VPN does just that, letting you mask your IP address and, above all, encrypt your data and redirect all your internet traffic through a secure tunnel. Not only will CyberGhost mask your IP on the sites you visit, but it will also enable you with a foreign IP to book travel and hotels for less. You can access articles from American newspapers blocking European IPs, or you could increase your VOD catalog by accessing the foreign catalogs of your favorite platforms. It also makes them the world leader in the security and privacy industry with over 38 million users. And in addition to that, 5 stars on Trustpilot. And thanks to CyberGhost, you'll be able to enjoy a whole new world for just over €2 a month. So if you go to the link in the description, you'll get 4 months free on the 2-year offer, giving you even more content and security on the internet while supporting my work. You can use CyberGhost VPN on 7 devices with a single account, whether Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or Linux, and even your games consoles and smart TVs. Not quite convinced? Well, give it a try anyway, because you've got a 45-day money-back guarantee, so you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. And thanks to CyberGhost VPN for supporting my work. And make sure to check the link in the description or scan the QR code on screen. Enter Wasim Khan. Now, you probably haven't heard of him, and that's because compared to worlds like Sydney, Wasim is a small-time player. He's the prototype of a crypto bro, a perfect example of someone trying and failing to make it until they make it. Now, because of his relative obscurity, it's pretty hard to tell where Wasim Khan's money actually came from, if he even has it to begin with. The first real mention of him online comes from local news articles, years before he ever actually set foot in Dubai. They portray a classic story, although with lots of key details missing. In one interview recorded in the Yorkshire Evening Post, Wasim tells the reporter of a story about how he couldn't afford a pizza a few years ago, but now he's a millionaire. What the story leaves out is how Wasim actually made his money. Looking at his social media doesn't get us much closer to this. With all the references to crypto and trading, the only actual evidence is one shot of a whiteboard with a ton of buzzwords written all over it. Most of his social media presence is instead focused on showing off his wealth, or talking about where he used to be. The strategy is to clearly focus on 2 different things. First, you emphasize the place you came from, which is relatable to the people you want to make money from. Here you can see Wasim advertising how he used to work at Domino's. He even had this written on his car. Then you boast about where you are now. That's where the cars, money, and really Dubai itself comes in. It's the perfect way of showcasing your wealth regardless of whether you just rented it all or not. First, Wasim tried this while still living in the UK, but the things people graffitied on his car gave the impression his loud lifestyle and online boasting wasn't all that welcome. So shortly afterwards, he moved to Dubai, and at first he seemed like he was much more welcome there. But as we'll soon find out, this didn't all go to plan. Now, what is the point of having a flashy social media presence anyway? It doesn't make you any money by itself. Usually, people are doing this to push their audience onto a paid money-making course, and there's evidence this could have been part of Wasim's strategy, though not confirmed. But throughout his reels and his pictures, you could see signs of a company called Plan 2 Succeed, even if he doesn't mention it by name anymore. Although nearly all trace of this has since been wiped, it appears like it used to be yet another money-making course. Wasim is noted as the director on the UK Registry of Companies, but their accounts from the start of 2023 show the company held under £1,000 in net assets. It doesn't seem like the source of his apparent millions, and since then it's been completely inactive. The most recent news about Wasim, however, tells a very different story to the vague crypto investor profile he created for himself. As on September 4th, 2024, he was pulled out of his budget apartment and put in handcuffs by Dubai police. Then he would spend the next 2 months in the Al Bashar prison, and now he's released on bail awaiting a trial for drug trafficking, which could give him a 25-year sentence. Wasim says he's innocent and that he's been selling off his cars to pay his $40,000 legal defense. But considering the claims to be a millionaire, it seems strange that he's already resorting to liquidating his assets. As none of this has been confirmed and it's still allegations, it's really up in the air whether Wasim is actually a criminal or not. Nevertheless, he's paying for the consequences of his fast lifestyle now. And Wasim's story is a template for what thousands of other crypto pros and alleged criminals have also tried to do. However, our next subjects have gotten much further, even if they're both likely to end up in the same place. But before we get to them, there are a few questions that are worth asking. With such harsh consequences in store for people who break Dubai's laws, it's hard to see why so many people living these kinds of lifestyles come here. But of course, the simple answer is that Dubai's culture of wealth and image fit naturally with these people. Everything about the place oozes fast money and glossy luxury. It's the place to be newly rich, and there's also no income tax or capital gains tax either, with added benefits to purchasing property and other expensive things in the UAE. These are all massive benefits to any influencer, scam artist, or crypto magnate. But what really drives people towards Dubai is the sense of competition and the hierarchy within the upper class of foreign influencers that call it home. Each level of wealth has their own palace in the city, and as you get richer, you get access to more exclusive parties, larger apartments, faster cars, and better service. And to illustrate this next level, let's take a look at the story of our next subjects and how their time in the sun seemed to abruptly come to an end. For years, the Onhua brothers looked like any other influencers flashing their cash and living it up in Dubai. But in early 2025, their daily updates and posts on their social media pages abruptly stopped. With their main Instagram made private, both of the brothers seemed to have vanished off of the earth, and rumors were flying that they had been arrested by Dubai's police. But what really happened? At a glance, the lives the brothers led were exactly what so many other influencers and crypto bros aspired to. It all seemed like a typical rags-to-riches story at first. Hailing them from a small village in the Netherlands, the pair began making a name for themselves when they launched their own fashion brand in 2018, Icon Amsterdam. Icon Amsterdam is exactly what you'd expect it to be, a place to buy generic muscle-fit t-shirts and tight sweaters. But despite only stocking the basic wardrobe for wannabe influencers, it's a surprisingly professional-looking online store, and there's plenty of evidence that it's still a functional, vaguely popular business, although it's hard to see it making them multi-millionaires on their own, especially living the lavish lifestyles they document on their YouTube channel. But there's a reason behind why their products are so generic and why the store's about page only talks about the brothers. What they're really selling is the same thing that Wasim Khan and most other influencers sell online, the lifestyle. For years, the brothers posted pictures and videos of their luxurious rented homes in Dubai, their lavish parties, and their expensive possessions.
What's up, guys? Welcome to a new exclusive video. In this one, I'm gonna show you my 3 million penthouse. Let's talk about cars for a little bit. So, right now on the way to the dealership, I'm gonna pick up one of my dream cars for sure. I had this one on the radar for a long time.
It brought them hundreds of thousands of Instagram followers, many of them hoping to learn about how to get a taste of the Dubai millionaire life themselves.
In this video, I'm gonna share the exact habits that made me a millionaire at just 21 years old.
There was some speculation on how they actually made their money, of course. But the fashion brand, plus the paid courses they advertise on Instagram, and all the social media clout, gave at least some sort of an excuse for their apparent riches. The next crucial part of the story comes from Baller Busters, a popular account dedicated to exposing online scammers. You see, the 9th of February seemed like a normal day for the brothers at first. They were set to host yet another influencer party at their luxury Dubai property villa. Now, only according to Baller Busters' sources here, the pair had apparently not paid a group of escorts they had hired for the party. Knowing that there were allegedly illicit substances on the premises, the escorts gave a tip to the police, who then stationed officers outside of the premises. When they saw a man come to the entrance and exchange a package for cash with someone in the house, it was all over. The police busted through the door early in the next morning, where they apparently found 650 grams of a pink powder thought to be a mixture of hard substances. This is apparently what led to their arrest, along with the arrest of everyone still remaining at the house. Now, this is an insane amount to get caught with by any country standards, let alone in Dubai. As of this video, it seems like the brothers are allegedly in custody right now, awaiting a trial that could land them tens of years in prison. It's a far cry from talking about crypto and going to fashion shows like they were just a couple of months ago. These Dubai influencers live in a self-contained, hierarchical playground for the rich. Towards the bottom, you've got the Wasim Khans, faking it until they make it and trying their best to gain a foothold. Then you've got people like the brothers we just mentioned, who are a level above them. They've made it and they brush arms with celebrities, even if they aren't really there yet. And lastly, you've got the household names, world-class famous people and the properly rich people with hundreds of millions. And finally, above them, the Al Maktoum family, who owns the entire city and country. Institutions like Dubai's fast-growing crypto conference Token 2049 bring more money in and people to the city, and the people going to these conventions naturally fit themselves into the structure of life in Dubai. Pi. Everyone finds their place and conforms to their place in the pyramid, which is usually based on how expensive their watch is. The UAE have intentionally made regulation as relaxed as possible to try and make themselves the crypto capital of the world. As we've seen, it's already been working. Now, thousands of crypto influencers flock to the city every year. The whole point is to get the big names involved in Dubai. They bring the lower level influencers and most importantly the regular people, who are ready to splash their cash for one taste of the good life. And it's this flow of money that the UAE is hoping to cultivate. Once the oil wells run dry or the world stops needing it, Dubai will just be another city in the desert. If they don't have the tourism infrastructure ready and the clout to keep bringing new people in, then the whole city will eventually crumble away. And the forgotten people are the millions of immigrants and foreign laborers brought into the UAE to build all of this. They're the ones who pour the drinks, make the hotel beds, and died building the city's skyscrapers. But unfortunately, the same promises of an honest wage have brought other immigrants into a different booming industry in Dubai, industrialized crypto scams. Our last story revolves around a block of flats that looked like any you might find on the outskirts of the city, but inside it was completely different. Wall-to-wall bunk beds line one room, with a small toilet, kitchen, and living area in one corner. In another room sits dozens of computers. The sound of migrant workers typing away is almost deafening. This was the hive of a new kind of scam, wrapping up modern romance scams, crypto investing scams, and cold calling all into one. The system was both complex and layered, but also surprisingly simple. First, lots of immigrant laborers were lured into the jobs by promises of steady work and high pay. But once they arrived, they were given a job to lure in unsuspecting marks from all around the world. Sometimes they posed as wealthy and beautiful women from Eastern Europe in a classic romance scam. Over weekends and even months, the scamming employees would get to work on a whole range of different victims, slowly building up trust. If the victims ever questioned the story, there was the simple trick that differentiated the scam from most others. The women they posed as actually existed and lived on site, fully aware of what was going on. They were always ready to send personalized videos to the victims if they needed to. Eventually, the scammers would move on to the next phase. They'd bring up the idea of crypto investing. Coming from a now trusted source, most victims who'd come this far would put at least some of their money in. Then it was just a classic investment scam, pretending the victim was making money up until they decided to withdraw and stop paying the scammers. The whole operation was variable. Sometimes they'd entice people in with job offers or promises of easy online work instead of through fake romances. The end result was always the same though. Nearly all of the money went to the scammers at the top of the pyramid masterminding the whole thing. Now, how did we find out about all of this? Well, one of the people brought in as a lower level scammer didn't want to do the job. Instead, they contacted Jim Browning, a notorious scam buster who got him to expose the entire operation. As well as releasing his own video on the scam, he passed information onto the Dubai police. And it was this tip that led to a massive raid we're seeing the results of now. You see, when a massive team of police entered the building, they found thousands of scammers inside and all of them were arrested. While the details are fuzzy on what happened next, it seems like the UAE is much less tolerant of these kinds of operations than other countries. While lots of migrant laborers will just be deported back to their home countries, the masterminds will hopefully see in the kinds of long sentences we've already seen today. All in all, as much as there is to dislike about Dubai, at least it keeps lots of these people all in one place. And when they mess up and break the rules they weren't meant to break, they're often left facing decades behind bars. Online scams and influencer scams are a massively growing industry in both Dubai and the wider world. But at least when Dubai's police do act, they hand down some of the most satisfying and deserving punishments around.